Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I hope you're having a good beginning of the day. Great to begin the day remembering the Lord. I heard Denzel Washington give a talk recently on YouTube. He did it a year or two ago. And he talked about things he'd learned from his mother and from the women at the beauty shop who were Christian, who had a real impact on him. He was a young guy and he was discouraged. He was in college, he was going to drop out of college and didn't know what he's going to do with his life. And one of the women who was there at the beauty shop, one day he came and just sat down, it was his mom's beauty shop, I think. And this woman just started prophesying to him and told him he was going to do great things and God had a great plan for his life and stuff. And so he was thanking, sort of honoring that woman who had said that to him many years earlier. But he talked about little habits that he has to help keep him focused and balanced. And he said, at night before you go to bed, he said, take off your slippers and slide them far under your bed so that in the morning, the first thing you have to do when you get up is to kneel down and reach under the bed to get the slippers. So it forces you to begin the day on your knees. I thought it was a beautiful little story or example of kind of how he tries to orient his life right from the beginning of the day toward God. He begins the day on his knees, not as a slave, not a fearful, you know, someone frightened and fearful before God, but a son who's been forgiven, a son who's loved, a son who knows now that the purpose of his life every day is to follow in the footsteps of the Son, of Jesus, who's God's wisdom, who's God's truth, who's God's way, who's come to show Denzel, come to show us the way in which we should walk. And he said he offers up the whole day. And he wants to remind himself that today, right now, and leaving this bedroom today and going out, God is with me all day. And I'm living each day with him. And he wants to speak to me. He wants to speak through me. And it's so important to walk through each day knowing that the most important thing that's happening each day is I'm living with the Lord. I just thought it was so encouraging. And I think, friends, that's the kind of thing we really need today. Things are chaotic. There's a tremendous spiritual battle that's going on. I've been talking about it over the last couple of days. And the Lord's here. Lots of people are understandably shaken, angry, confused, frustrated, fearful. But the Lord wants us right in the midst of this to understand that he's there. And even in the midst of this storm, we can find peace. He said, I'm with you always. And even said to the apostles, remember, he said, in this world, you will have tribulations. It's going to be difficult. This world's a battlefield. There's a ferocious battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness going on. There's a constant spiritual battle. And you have an enemy, and he's after you. But if we're in Christ, and Jesus said, if you be like little children and you trust and you receive his grace and you walk with him each day, there's nothing the devil can do to you. But what he wants to do is he wants to get us all full of fear and panic, anger. Now, there's a healthy anger and there's an anger that's not healthy. Scripture says, be angry, but don't sin. Anything that gets us so worked up that how we act, because what anger will do is it gives us energy, right? It kind of stirs up energy and passion in us. But it's meant to be directed in a way that's just, that's good, to produce change. Because the anger that people are experiencing is they see injustice and they want justice done. And that's a really good thing. And so use it the proper way according to the place and the authority that God has given you to act. But don't do it in a sinful way. Gossip is a sinful way to respond. To walk away from the Lord. I'm just so angry. I'm walking away from the Lord and walking away from the church. It's easy to understand and say, why should I be in a church that's got so much corruption? This is a time of purification for all of us. It's a very important time. The Lord is here. The captain of the armies of heaven is here. He's not too worried about the situation. He's coming to bring purification to his church. And he's dealing with certain characters right now who are trapped, and he's disciplining, he's exposing their sin. But what he wants all of us to do is to examine our own lives. Where am I in relationship to the Lord? Am I living a life wholeheartedly dedicated to him? Am I seeking him first? Am I radically pursuing the holiness we've been talking about the last couple of days, that the discipline of the Lord is meant to lead to, for us to share in holiness? And Jesus disciplines, God the Father disciplines us because he loves us, because we're his children, and he wants to share with us his holiness. The question is, who wants it? Do we really want it? Do we want to be conformed to Jesus at a time when so many in the culture around us are being conformed to this world that's passing away? And that is, in a way unprecedented in my lifetime, defining itself in its laws and its habits, its customs, its pleasure, its entertainment, in so many ways that's radically opposing the will of God. And guess what? The world demands. There's a kingdom here, kingdom of darkness. Satan demands of those who get trapped and he's enslaving to conform to his pattern of life and his economy and what he desires. Now, are people all saying, waking up in the morning and saying, you know, Satan, I want to follow you? Well, no, some people do. That's probably a small minority. But if we're saying yes to sin and we're distancing ourselves from God, that's where we're going anyway. There's no neutral ground. There's no third way. There's no middle way. There's a kingdom of light and kingdom of darkness. You're going to be in one or the other. And living in the twilight is moving toward the darkness. So God's discipline is a light. He comes to shed light, and he exposes our hypocrisy. He exposes the idols that we have in our lives. He exposes the sin in us, and he doesn't come to expose us, to judge us. Like I said yesterday, he comes usually mercifully in tenderness and invites us to repentance, calls us to repentance, to change our direction, to come and to confess our sins. He wants you to come. He wants me to come to him. He stands before us and he says, Peter, give me your sin. Let me crucify it. Let me kill it. I want to bring you into freedom because I love you. And Jesus is saying, trust me, Peter, taking away your idols, it'll be painful at first, but it's freedom. So give up your pride, give up your lust, give up your addictions to money, to sex, to power, to influence, the things that you live for every day, and let me teach you how to live for my Father and to be what you were made to be, because I've come to set you free. Don't be afraid. That's how he comes to us. But if we don't pay attention to that, as I said yesterday, then he comes with a severe mercy to discipline us, to wake us up, to get us out of the enslavement. Maybe we're trapped in a way we just can't get out. And we have to, like the 12-step groups say, right? My life is unmanageable. I become powerless over this, and I have to give myself over and give this over to a higher power. Well, the power is God himself. And that's a humbling place to be, but boy, is it a beautiful place to be. I just love the men and women I meet who are just seriously walking the 12 steps and really looking to God for help, for freedom. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But if we don't do that, as I said at the end of the program yesterday, the Lord does what he has to do. And if we don't come, when he comes in mercy, if we don't respond, when he comes in severe mercy and discipline, if we don't respond, he gives us over to what we want. If I refuse to give up my idols of, you know, addiction to money, you know, gambling, to lust, to adultery, to homosexual behavior, to lying, to cheating, to corruption. If I don't want to let it go, and I ignore the discipline of the Lord, then he simply has to let me go, because he's made me free. And I have a capacity in my response to him, or my response of either saying yes to him or refusing him, to become either a radiant, glorious, absolutely free and fulfilled human being, or to become a wretched, wicked, depraved creature. Friends, we're made and we have a capacity to reach heights beyond our wildest imagining if we say yes to Him. But if we insist on our own way, we're going to be monsters. You know how much the culture responded to Harvey Weinstein and to Bill Cosby? I mean, it's shocking, right? And righteous anger arises in people. But people despise him, can't stand him. Well, there's habit patterns of sin, there's deep human weakness that he said yes to that sin, and he's responsible. And he's getting where he's violated the law and hurt people, he's paying a price for it. He should, absolutely should. That's justice. But God has permitted this to happen to him so that he would repent and change his life. And he wants us to see God's purpose. He wants Peter Herbeck and you and others to see it and to pray for that man. You know why I pray for him? Because the Lord commands me to, but because I also know. I mean, when we start to pray for him, a little bit of compassion and the love of God rises in our heart. Not compassion that says, forget it, you know, you don't need any time in prison. No. Let him experience the justice of the law. He committed crimes. But that's temporary. The larger picture is he going to live in eternal prison forever? A deformed and wretched and wicked creature? Or is he going to say yes to God and repent and allow the grace of God to change his life? So the third thing the Lord does is he gives us over to the habit patterns of sin. And in Romans chapter 1, he describes that when, as a result of the idolatry human beings commit of suppressing the truth of God, we refuse to acknowledge God, St. Paul says, and give him thanks, and we're given over to, we're in our wickedness, he said, it's the wickedness of the human heart that suppresses the truth about God. It says, I'm going to ignore God and do whatever I want to do. And so he calls us back, and we don't say yes. So he gives us over to the empty futility of our darkened and senseless minds, he says. And what happens is when he gives us over, we fall deeper and deeper into the habit patterns of sin we're addicted to. He begins here by describing homosexual acts, but listen to what else he goes on to. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a base mind and to improper conduct. They were filled with all manner of wickedness, evil, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to their parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's decree that those who do such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but they approve them, the practice in others. The Lord gives us over to this darkness because we insist on it, because we have to fall to the point where we're willing to ask for help, because that's what he wants, to save us. Hope you can tune in tomorrow, friends. There's so much more to talk about. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.